forgot the king.
Well, scares are now all ended.
I hope not dead.
But Sissy lives no more.
I would his majesty had called me with him. The service that I truly did his life hath left me open to all injuries.
The young king loves you not.
I know he doth not, and to arm myself to welcome the condition of the time, which cannot look more hideously upon me than I have drawn it in my fantasy.
The living Harry hath the temper of he the worst of these three gentlemen. Many nobles then might keep their place that must strike sail to spirits of vile sort.
Oh God, I fear all will be overthrown. Good morrow, and God save your majesty.
This new, gorgeous garb of majesty is not so easy for me as you think. Others, makes you saddest with some fear. This is the English, not the Turkish. Not Amurath and Amurath succeeds, but Harry. Your sandal, this one, I think, it very well becomes you. Sorrow so royally it appears. I would deeply put the fashion on and wear it in my heart. Why then be sad? No more of it, good brothers. A joint burden laid upon us all. And I bid you be assured. I'll be your father and your brother too. Let me prepare your love. I'll bear your cares.
You weep that Harry's dead, and so will I. But Harry lives, which will convert those tears by number into hours of happiness.
I hope no otherwise. From your majesty.
You all strangely on me. And you most. While I think assured I have not.
I am sure that if I be rightly measured, your majesty hath no just cause to hate me.
No? How might a prince of my great hopes forget so great indignities you laid upon me? Great? Rebuke? Roughly sent to prison the immediate heir of England. Was this easy? May this be washed in lethium and forgotten.
I then deduce the person of your father, the image of his power lay then in me, and in the administration of his law whilst I was busy for the Commonwealth. Your Highness pleased to forget my place, the majesty and power of law and justice, the image of the king whom I presented, and struck me in my very seat of judgment. Whereon, as an offender to your father, I gave bold way to my authority and did commit you. If this were ill done, be you contented wearing now the garland, to have a son set your decrees at naught, to pluck down justice from your awful bench, to trip the course of law and blunt the sword that guards the peace and safety of your person. Behold yourself, so by a son disdained, and then imagine me taking your part, and in your power, soft, silencing your son. After this cold considerance, sentence me, and as you are a king, speak in your state what I have done, that misbecame my place, my person, or my liege's sovereignty.
You are right, Justice, and you weigh this well. Therefore still bear the balance of the sword. And I do wish your honors may increase till you do live to see a son of mine offend you and obey you, as I did.
So shall I live to speak my father's words. Happy am I that have a man so bold that dares do justice on my proper son. And not less happy having such a son that would deliver up his greatness so into the hands of justice. You did commit me, for which I do commit into your hand the unstained sword that you have used to bear. This remembrance, that you use the same with the like bold, just, and impartial spirit that you have used against me. There is my hand. You shall be as a father to my youth. My voice shall sound as you do prompt my ear.
and I will stoop and humble my intents to your well-practiced, wise directions.
And princes, all, leave me, I beseech you. My father is gone wild into his grave. On his tomb lie my affections. With his spirit, sadly I survive to mock the expectation of the world, to frustrate prophecies, and to raise out rotten opinion who have let me down after my sinning. The tide of blood in me hath proudly flowed in vanity. Till now. Now doth it turn and ebb back to the sea, where it shall mingle with the state of floods, and flow henceforth in formal majesty. How call we our High Court of Parliament? Let us choose such limbs of noble counsel that the great body of our state may go in equal rank with the best governed nation. War, peace, or both at once may be as things acquainted and familiar to us, in which you, Father, shall have foremost hand. Our coronation done, we will excite, as I before remembered, all our state. And, God consigning to my good intents, no prince, nor peer, shall have just cause to say, God shorten Harry's happy life one day.
God save the king!